Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix After Show. Nikki is already out of here because she's going to a wedding out of state. So she was like, I got to go. Mm-hmm. I'll see you later. My flight's at 6 p.m. And out she went. Now, for the rest of us, today we celebrated National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. And we played a song by Elmer Fudd all about the grilled cheese sandwich.
It was amazing.
Which is kind of cute and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Full disclosure, I had never heard that song before. I just typed in grilled cheese songs and that one came up. And I was like, it's Looney Tunes. He won't swear. Here we go. It was worked out really well.
And he didn't. But I bet in real life, whoever Elmer Fudd was based on, he was swearing up a storm when he was out hunting them
rabbits. Oh, you know. Where are all these rabbits? Where are all these effing rabbits?
Yeah.
Now, what dawned on me is it seems like everybody has their own method for making a grilled cheese. And I thought we could all share our method. Mm. So I'll go first here. My method, I take, generally it's margarine because that's what we have in the house. And I take two pieces of bread. I put that on both pieces of bread on the outside.
On both sides.
On both sides. And then I get my pan nice to a nice medium heat. And I put the first piece of bread down. Then I like to put shredded cheese all over it. Then I put the second piece of bread down. Once it gets like a gluey enough melt, I'll flip it. And then I'll turn the pan off so it won't burn. Mm. And then that will like toast the other side. And I got my sandwich.
I've got two ways, and mine's not quite as complicated as that. It's just put the butter in the actual pan, turn it on, it starts going, and then I have the sandwich, which is just basically two pieces of American cheese between two pieces of white bread.
Right.
Throw it in there, kind of move it around a little bit, assume that it's not totally black on the side, on the one side, and flip it over, do that for a little bit,
yeah,
and then turn it over again to make sure, and then everything, and then I eat it. The other way is that they sell these bags at Jewel, which you can put the two pieces of bread and the cheese inside the bag, put it in the toaster, and it comes out to be a pretty good grilled cheese sandwich, even though I do remember I put this on Facebook a couple years ago. Some people were complaining it's too dry, but I did not feel that way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And V, your method?
So I used to do, without that bag, putting it in the toaster and messing up my parents' toaster all the time.
Oh, so the cheese would just drip, right?
I would imagine
that
would set the smoke detector up.
Yeah.
I get a little smoky, but I'm like eating the grilled cheese, so I'm like, I don't really care.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I pretty much do it different each time. I saw this thing. Well, like I'm
it sounds like you're lying.
No, because
I eat a lot of grilled cheese. Grilled cheese is great. No, love grilled cheese.
Well, I do, but I mostly order it at diners. So really, that's okay. My go-to method. Like when I'm at a diner, I want like the crinkly fries with the grilled cheese. Sometimes I add ham and tomato, and I would never do that at home. But I did try, like I sometimes make a grilled cheese at home, but I tried this method of putting mayonnaise on the bread.
I was going to say, my wife does this. My wife does mayonnaise instead of butter on the bread, yeah. And it gets like really crispy that way.
Yeah, it does. It gets really crispy. And then like, you know, whatever cheese is like about to go bad is what I put in there. Like if I have like anything, like Gouda, Gruyere, whatever, and
wow.
I just throw it in there.
I only ever do like cheddar or American, like your basic yellows.
Oh, you
got to
up it and then try some sourdough bread because that you can't get at a diner. Like, so I'll do sourdough with mayonnaise outside and like a Gruyere inside.
Well, I wanted to ask you because your parents owned a restaurant when you were a kid,
yeah.
And I'm assuming in the restaurant they had like a griddle or a part of the stove.
Oh, there they had that. Everything.
So, like, would they have ever just, I would think if I'm a kid in a restaurant and there's a griddle, by the time I'm like 12, and I'm able to not burn myself, I'd be whipping up grilled cheeses in there all the time.
You know, I was mostly making like eggplant spread.
Ooh.
But
I see what you're saying. Like hummus, but eggplant. What's
yeah,
that called?
Yeah, baba ganoush.
Got it. Okay.
But
yeah.
You have to grill those first. You take the whole eggplant and you put it on that. But we use all of that high-tech stuff, and my parents did not have a kids menu at the restaurant. So there was no grilled cheese. There was no chicken tenders.
Smart.
You just had to deal with a stuffed cabbage or a goulash
meal. Enjoy this baba ganoush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Learn to expand your palate early.
Yeah.
I would put Swiss cheese on there when I was out of American cheese a couple times. And people made fun of that too, but I thought it was pretty good. I'm sort of more like any port in a storm.
You know?
It's like I'm kind of like, this is going to be good enough. I'm not saying I would choose it if I have other options. If you put Gouda on there and it wasn't good, what do you say?
It's no, not a Gouda.
That's what I thought.
Wait, can I ask you the question and you answer it?
Hey.
So if I put Gouda on there and it's not good, what is that?
That's no Gouda.
There you go.
Nailed it.
I think if you didn't have Gouda and I said, what's on there? You go, not a Gouda.
Not a Gouda.
Not so you guys use American cheese, though, like the slice?
Yeah. I honestly, mostly we have like a brick of cheddar. And sometimes a brick of mozzarella because the kids really like mozzarella cheese, just like slices of it on their dinner plate and they're eating. So I'm like, go ahead. So I'll just grate that over bread.
Watch your fingers.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
A.
That's a not good
idea. That's not really not good. But B, do you ever just have mozzarella cheese in the fridge, and then you want to make tacos, and you're out of the Mexican cheese
with
mozzarella? Like, I know this is some combination of worlds that doesn't work, but it works.
But it works just fine. Yeah. Sometimes we'll get nice cheeses with a taco kit where I'm like, ooh, yes, this is nice. I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
Cotija. I'm like, okay, great. But yeah, also, we'll just do mozzarella in a quesadilla, which maybe I might be offending people.
Yeah.
But
it
just melts so good.
Yeah.
Like, let's go.
Cheese is cheese to me. Like, if it needs cheese, any kind of cheese I have will do.
I'll get Buck Wild. I'll take the quesadilla. We'll have that little squeezy container of pizza sauce. Put that on there with the, and then you basically do a pizza quesadilla.
Wow.
That does sound good.
Pepperonis on it.
Can you make that for us one day?
Yeah, I should. Yeah. They're good.
Is there a thing called a pizzadilla? It feels like, I know there really wouldn't be, but
no,
some
I thought
place,
Papa John's had the pizzadilla.
Yeah, some place I feel like is doing that.
Yeah, I think
just
so.
Just KFC is doing what? Like it sounded like chicken parmesan, but it's called something else. Like,
I saw a foodie influencer guy posting about how bad it was.
Really?
But it's called, what's the name?
It's called
it's like Chiquitza or something.
Yeah, Chiquitza or
Pete's
Chicken or something.
Yeah, but it just sounds like chicken parmesan.
Yeah, it's like they take their chicken tenders and then they just put pizza sauce and melted cheese over the top with pepperoni and then it's messy and you eat it. But he was like, what is this?
And it's got a name like they invented something new though.
Yeah, like they really got after it. Yeah.
Can we go to lunch?
We really should. Yeah. All right. Well, this has been the Morning Mix After Show. Thanks for listening. We hope you're hungry. Enjoy, and we hope you celebrate National Grilled Cheese Day. I might celebrate it at home, because why not? Dipping in tomato soup. Do you guys do that?
Mm-hmm.
Can of soup, dip it.
I was always afraid.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know
why. The mixture there?
I don't know why.
I used to hate tomato soup as a kid, but I like it now. So there you go. Life's about change. Mm-hmm. All right. Enjoy. Have a wonderful weekend. Listen to the Morning Mix weekdays from 5:30 to 10 or on our free Mix app in the Apple App Store or Google Play. We'll see you later on The Mix.